I have the members of the group in the studio this morning. Mark Caffey, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Todd.
And Mr. Fred Parrish, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful. Donnie Jesse, good morning.
Morning.
And James Bratcher, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, too.
Hey, it's good to have you all. Both of you have that good bass voice at 6:30 in the morning.
bass singers love early morning.
Even Mark has a bass voice in the morning, right, Mark?
I don't think
so. Okay. But good to have you all. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You all are part of the Kentucky Southern Gospel Hall of Fame. Correct me on the exact wording of that.
Kentucky State Gospel Singing Convention Hall of Fame.
Okay, the Kentucky State Gospel Singing Convention Hall of Fame. And what an honor. Y'all been singing for a while. Right?
Mm-hmm. Since 92.
Since 92. Now, first of all, James, when did you get started singing? How long have you been singing before New Direction?
I got started at Calvary Baptist Church singing in the choir.
Okay.
And then we formed a little quartet out in the church, and we sang a little while, and then I was asked to sing with Canaanland Quartet.
Okay.
Sang bass for them for a while, and then in 92, we formed New Direction.
Now, you mentioned the Calvary Choir. Was that back in the days with Tim Best?
No, that's before that. It's Bruce Maple.
Bruce Maple, okay.
It goes back a day.
It goes back a day.
Mid-80s.
Mid-80s, okay. Well, very good. Donnie, when did you start singing?
Well, I guess it was probably 1987. I was singing in the choir at Grace Union Baptist Church over in Edmonton, and then I become the song leader, and then me and Floyd Branham and Charles Wisdom and June Branham formed a little group called Steps of Faith.
Okay.
And we sung for a little while, and then I've actually sung with New Direction twice. I sang with them, I think it was in 95 and 96, I believe, and then left for a couple years and come back in 98 and was in with them ever since.
Okay. Freddie, you started singing when?
I started when I was extremely young.
Okay.
My parents grew up in music. My father, he was went to Florida to sing for a semi-professional group, so I've been in singing all my life. I remember when I was a little kid singing in the bedroom with Vestal Goodman.
God Walks the Dark Hills,
yes,
and all those classics.
And then I directed music at Nazarene Church on Lexington Drive. And so I've been in it all my life.
Okay. Well, very good. And Mark Caffey, Sally's husband. We know Sally around these parts quite well. And does she keep you in line?
She tries.
Okay.
I'm a hopeless case most of the time.
When did you get your start in singing?
1977, under Tim Best, we had a group that traveled called New Dawn Singers.
Okay.
And we went pretty much down to Bruce Maple's church and a lot of different areas. And then I joined the military, was out for a while, and come back. And Tim introduced me to James, and I started with We had New Liberty.
Yeah.
We went by that for a little while.
Okay.
Then after that, we went to Freddie and FC and became New Direction.
Okay. So a lot of you have deep roots in Southern gospel music and church music and whatnot. It's interesting how Tim Best's name comes up. I may come back to Brother Tim in a moment. He was quite the influence on a lot of people. And when did New Direction begin? James, you want to start with that?
We got together in 1992. It was Mark and Fred and his dad, FC,
okay,
and myself, and we started in 92, we sang a lot of local churches. I tell you what got a big kickstart. In 93, we went to the Kentucky State Fair and competed in the Farm Bureau Quartet Competition.
Okay.
And we got runner-up, so we thought, well, we'll go back the next year again. We're back in 94, and we won that, and that got a lot of exposure for us, and we started traveling then.
I do remember that. That was quite the honor. And, my goodness, you all have such tight harmonies when you sing, and I always appreciated that. Of course, back in the day, I served as music director and worship leader at one time, and would try to snag you guys in and sing every so often, and I always loved your harmonies. Mark, in regards to traveling with New Direction, what stands out past the beginning?
Well, there's a few times we had a driver that back when Opryland was still Opryland, and they were closing it down. They had their humongous parking lot that was empty except for a stop sign.
Okay.
It got ran over by the bus.
Oh, my goodness.
I won't say who ran over it, by no means. But a 10-acre field with nothing but one stop sign, and you hit a stop sign. But on the second part, I'll say I hit a bridge. So.
Oh, okay.
So it's
okay.
Kind of. Well, kind of the fun saying between us.
We thought the parking lot was big enough, but it wasn't.
Well, he was leaving his mark on Nashville.
Okay, yes. I understand.
I didn't see no stop sign.
But we're blaming it all on FC because he can't be here to defend himself.
I'm sure there are a million stories you all could tell from behind the scenes and the camaraderie that you all have had. Right, Freddie?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and I'd like to say a thank you to all the guys. They have been a rock. They've been there. They've sung for a purpose, and that's meant a lot to me. Every time we went to a singing, we had prayer before and picked our songs that would fit the situation, and just been a great time to sing with these guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, I understand.
Yes.
We wouldn't hit a bridge.
And I'm sure, Donnie, I'm sure you had several people that came to the singings and would travel to hear you at different places, and they'd probably request the same song. Be sure you sing this. Is that right?
A lot of them would. And, you know, we would go back to a lot of churches, that repeats and everything, and then they would always had certain songs that they loved and everything, and always requested those songs.
Well, those are favorites, and James, appreciate you bringing the music. We're going to incorporate that into our Sunday morning playlist, and we'll feature all some more over the coming weeks.
The very first recording that we did, a lot of people around here know Les Bowman.
Yes,
and he's written over 400 gospel songs, and
okay.
We took 10 of his songs and put them on our very first album that we recorded. And one of the songs on that album went to number 15 on the gospel charts.
Well, you know, I think we ought to honor that song this morning. What do you think?
I think it'd be great.
And if you all can stick around, I'm going to take a break after this song, check the weather, and then we're going to jump into the archives, which we have, and we dig through history. Well, it's Southern gospel history, local gospel history this morning. And we're going to look at some other groups that were also mentioned at the Hall of Fame the other night, and we're just going to keep the conversation rolling in a moment, okay? And let's hear this song that Les Bowman. And one thing I remember about Les, when I was a kid, there was a barber shop in the lower level of this building that we're in back when it was a motel. I remember that, and I remember going to Les, and he cut my hair. Is he still doing that today?
He still cuts mine.
Okay, there you go. So he's still doing that. Well, Mark, we'll deal with that one here a little bit later. Let's hear this classic song that Les Bowman wrote, New Direction, this morning on WCLU.
The burden of all my sins were rolled away the day I made Jesus Lord. He changed my heart and He changed my life.
Baby.
matter, matter of time until I cross to life's other side. I'll be joined by friends and loved ones. Oh no, I won't be alone. My Jesus, He is waiting with His arms open wide. It won't be long until I'll be going home. I can hardly wait to see the face of the one who died for me. Dear, humbly bow and kiss His nail-scarred hands and feet, and I will see.
Direction on WCLU. We're going to come back and continue our discussion here and look at some gospel music history this morning. And I've got James Bratcher, Donnie Jesse, Freddie Parrish, Mark Caffey in the studio with me. And good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Thank you all for joining me. Congratulations again. The Kentucky State Gospel Singing Convention Hall of Fame, you all are members of now. And that is very notable. And Fred, I want to talk with you about your dad just a moment. I want you to share some memories. How did he get his start in gospel music?
Well, way back, he went to the Stamps Baxter Music and went into Florida area and sang for a semi-professional group, and I cannot remember the name of the group at the moment, but he did that, and I remember him tell me a little story about singing on stage with 10,000 people there, and he sang Looking for a City.
Oh, wow.
And did the several key changes at the end, and they had told him, said, if you'll stay here, you can be as good as Willie Wynn, if you remember him.
Oh, yeah, I do.
And so he was a great singer, a great dad, and brought us up in a good Christian home, and I appreciate that.
Oh, I know you do. And he contributed so much to this group, didn't he?
He did.
I remember a story that he shared. When he went to that school, he went down to sing bass.
Okay.
He went down to sing bass, and then he ended up singing first tenor. And then that's a big stretch.
That's a big difference. That is a big difference. So
let me tell a quick story.
Yes.
On FC.
You'll feel the sweaty hands story, ain't you?
He always sang. Which one was it?
I never shall.
How great thou art, okay.
And we were singing at a big concert somewhere, and he couldn't remember all the words. So I took a little post-it note, and I wrote the words of the verse one on one side and verse two on the other.
Okay.
That way he could put it right in the palm of his hand. Well, he made it through the first verse fine, but his hand sweated.
Okay.
And when he flipped it over for the second verse, it was all smeared.
Yeah,
so he made up the words to the second verse, and nobody knew the difference.
I think he learned that from Mark.
Well, you know, those are good stories to remember, that's for sure. And there were a lot of other groups talking about the hair heritage for our area in gospel music. It's very rich, isn't it?
Yes.
And several groups were awarded, my goodness, 20, 25?
They was trying to catch up, I think, this year.
Okay.
Year and next year is going to be the catch-up.
Yeah, they're trying to catch up and go back and catch a lot of the older groups.
I got you. One group from this area that was entered into the Hall of Fame was the Temple Trio. Who wants to share a little bit about, and I assume that Tommy Kay was there?
Tommy Kay and Stanley Greer.
Okay.
And
Tommy Bellamy, of course.
And then Stanley's son Anthony played the bass.
Okay. And that always, because when I was a small child and they were going to churches in a big way when I was a kid, and we would have singings at South Fork Baptist Church, and I remember them there. And I was always confused because I was learning the meaning of the word trio, and there were four people up there. You know, that was just something that sticks out in my mind. But they were a very instrumental group,
yes.
Indeed.
They were a very good group.
A very good group.
Harmony.
A very good group, and Stanley played the piano, and... He played the piano for years, didn't he?
Yes, and Tommy Kay's husband played guitar.
And that's right.
Randy.
Right. So congratulations to them. Good honor for that group. And they have done a lot in our community. Another group stands out that has been rich in gospel music for Hart County and Barron County and surrounding counties, the McCubbins family.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And Haskell McCubbins, always looked at him thinking he was like a Jake Hess kind of figure to me. But he and his wife Annette and their daughters, they had such a legacy. Did you all ever sing with the McCubbins family together?
Many times.
We loved them well enough. We got their son-in-law to play drums for us for a while.
Okay, yeah, Don Atwell. Okay, yeah,
played drums for us.
Great,
for a while.
Great drummer, and I do remember that now that he had played for you all. So that's
I think
great.
They sang for 50 some years.
Yes.
Okay.
As a group, yeah.
Who else in our area that people would recognize the name that was honored in the Hall of Fame that I didn't mention?
The Joymakers, and they started back in the 50s. So they've had a lot of people in that group through the years.
Okay.
And they have a very good group. They're still going today.
Okay.
And some Metcalf people, Larry Cooksey, Harley Brown.
Okay.
A few others. It was kind of... Near local.
Right. Okay. Well, good deal. And was there anyone else? Have we forgotten anyone? I mean, I think those were the main three, I think, from this area,
from this area.
People would recognize. But and the crowd was good over at Cave Area Conference Center, I heard.
Yes, it was. I had to get out close to 50 more seats on Friday night.
Okay.
The crowd was so big Friday night. And, then, of course, it was down a little bit on Saturday night. But we had good best turnout we've had in several years.
Good deal. Well, I know you all are thankful for your involvement in gospel music. Any closing thoughts, James?
You know, I'm the worship leader at Southside Baptist Church now, but you're looking back at the quartets, you know, we all miss it.
Yeah.
You know, the traveling and the camaraderie and the four-part harmony and going to different churches and all, it gets in your blood. It's a way of life. It's a calling.
Right.
But Lord had other things for us to do.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was a great time.
I understand. Good deal. Donnie, any closing thoughts?
I'd just like to say I miss it a whole lot. I mean, I'm we're the pastor at Grace Union Baptist Church now at Edmonton. But I still sing at church. And we get together every once in a while, me and him and Joe does every once in a while. We'll sing at a revival or something. But I miss it very much.
I understand. Fred?
Our goal was to try to spread the gospel, win souls for his kingdom. And now we've just got a little different shift and trying to set examples and keep on keeping on.
I understand. And Mark?
You know, the biggest thing we have to say is we, no matter where we're at in our daily life or where we're singing or just worshiping somewhere, that Jesus is reflected through our lives.
Right.
That he is the main focus.
Yeah.
It's not about
in all
pride.
We do.
Yeah, in
yeah.
everything. It's
yeah.
not about pride
right.
or look at me. It's about do they see Jesus in me?
Yeah.
And that's our goal has always been just to bring people closer to Jesus. They're either going to laugh, smile, cry. They're going to do something when they leave, a concert or anything.
Right.
But main thing is Jesus in their heart.
Right.
In all the years we sung, all the glory and honor goes to God.
Amen. Well, gentlemen, I appreciate you being here. Mark Caffey, Fred Parrish, Donnie Jesse, James Bratcher, thank you all so much.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
And New Direction here on the radio this morning.